and good afternoon. Once again, we come to you with, this is Born on the 4th of July. This is Dr. A. True Ott filling in for Barbara Jean, who's taking a leave of absence this week. Today is Friday, June 26th, and what an incredible show again that we'll bring to you today. We have a continuation of yesterday's incredible discussion with Ingra Cassell slash, I'm not sure, is it Cassell or is it Harkins these days?
Ingra, either or.
Okay, I don't want to be politically incorrect.
Back lib, I'm Ingrid Castle, and some people at the Idaho Observer do know that I am married to the Idaho Observer.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
As well. You know, we've had some ongoing discussions of this subject over the last year, actually, Ingra, and as well as with Don, and your publication, the Idaho Observer, has really been basically what I feel is the cutting edge of alerting people to this pandemic, so-called pandemic threat.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much, as we talked about before, overblown in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we do need to focus on some basic ideas and concepts. So in this first segment, go ahead and give us an idea of what you'd like to talk about today.
Well, actually, what I'm getting flooded with email is the panic of a potential forced vaccination with, you know, something that could be potentially deadly, and there's no liability that would be taken by our government or the administrators of this experimental vaccine or the, you know, manufacturers. So they've all been legally released of liability unless their criminal intent can be proven. And as you and I know, that would be virtually impossible to prove criminal intent, which is why there's a woman, Jane Burgermeister, who you know, who has spearheaded the effort to sue the World Health Organization and related parties, you know, because we do have the documentation that this vaccine would, in fact, be deadly. I mean, you know, it doesn't take a rocket.
We're going to jump into this with both feet, and we're going to get completely wet. So, folks, if you care about your family, if you care about your loved ones, if you care about the way this nation is setting the direction, this is probably the most important hour or 2 hours you'll hear and spend. So please stay tuned. Call up your friends and neighbors if you have some time, some free time. Have them tune into this informative hour and the next 2 hours. We're going to be talking in depth about a paper released just last year in 2008 by Dr. Tony Tether, the director of Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. To me, that DARPA slash ARPA, A-R-P-A, and the history of that, to me, just sends cold chills up my spine. We'll talk about what's really going on in the advanced research of vaccine development. Folks, we're going to tell you some shocking things here in the next hour. How these new vaccines, untested, unproven, are taking a step up in insanity, in my opinion, going away from just chicken and egg-based albumin proteins into, you guessed it, insect, bugs. Okay, we're going to be talking about that. Gives a whole new meaning to the term influenza bug. We'll be right back after the coming messages, and we'll get into this with both feet. Thank you, Ingra.
Thanks.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40 the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And we're back. This is your host, Dr. A. Truott. This is Born on the 4th of July, and welcome again to my guest, Ingra. Listen, Ingra, let me just read one little paragraph of this this report. I emailed it to you. I don't believe you've had a, probably had a chance to really go over this in depth.
Mm-hmm.
This is a six-page report, statement given by Dr. Tony Tether, the director of DARPA. Concerning this entitled Flexible Manufacturing of Pharmaceuticals for Biological Warfare Defense. Right on page one of the report, Dr. Tether makes a statement, quote, a wide variety of pathogens could be used against either U.S. military forces or our civilian population, including anthrax, smallpox, Ebola, botulism, enterotoxins, and ricin. But these, as serious they are, represent only known threats. In this age of genetic engineering, there is also the real risk of some completely novel, there's that word again, novel, and previously unknown engineered pathogen rapidly appearing to threaten us. Again, this report was prepared in April 24th of 2008 and given to the House Representatives Subcommittee on Defense, as well as presented to the Committee on Appropriations, so the money bags, right?
Wow.
And this is to say nothing of the new threats on the horizon, such as severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, avian influenza, and multi-drug-resistant organisms. Now, he makes the statement that I want to get your comment on specifically, quote, let me illustrate how quickly genetic engineering is advancing today. Today you can buy a toy listed for ages 8 and above called the DNA Explorer Kit. This toy costs around $80 and has everything you need to extract DNA and purify it. In the 1980s, this required 3 days in a $500,000 university lab filled with people with graduate degrees. Now for a mere $80, an 8-year-old can do it in 2 hours.
Wow, I had never heard that. That is totally mind-blowing to me right now.
Well, we're here to blow minds, okay?
Holy, Drew, you always seem to research this stuff that just, it's right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like clearly their next step, but I'm hearing it for the first time, I have
okay,
to admit.
Okay, well, let's get some shockers out there, because it gets even better as we go into and read his report, and then we go and dig deep into DARPA, as I have been doing. That's what when I penned that paper called The Sound of Silence. Mm-hmm. Look at who developed DARPA and who patented DARPA, and Hulu technology goes back to DARPA. Everything about it. I mean, this is the organization, Ingrid, that President Eisenhower warned America about in his final presidential address before he left mm-hmm. office. He said, "Beware the military-industrialist complex, who's becoming entrenched into the university structures." This is exactly who he was warning us about. And now we're evolving. We see DARPA's hand into the development of these new vaccines. Now, here's just follow the logic with me. I want to get your comments on it, okay? Mm-hmm. Dr. Tether goes on and makes this statement. He says, "We began several years ago by challenging the one bug, one drug paradigm for therapeutics." We wanted to basically go one drug, many bugs. In other words, he wants one broad-spectrum vaccine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
"Instead of having only one treatment for each pathogen, we have pursued broad-spectrum therapeutics so that one drug could be used against many bugs. This has been evident as we have transitioned several projects to the chemical and biological defense programs, Transformational Medical Technologies Initiative, TMTI, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For example, DARPA has supported work on a new vaccine adjuvant such as CPG, which can increase the immune response of any vaccine. CPG is now funded for advanced development by the NIH, National Institutes of Health, mm-hmm. and by at least 4 major pharmaceutical companies." Now, isn't it interesting that the contract given to produce the so-called swine flu vaccine, these are given to the 4 major pharmaceutical companies
yes.
that DARPA has been working with. Now, what is CPG? Do you know?
No, I actually don't.
Well, it is what we're talking about, the oil-based squalene structures. Carbon, it's carbon-based oils. Okay, CPG is what we're talking about. Hydrocarbon-based synthetic squalene.
Okay, so it's synthetic because, I actually made the assumption since they had Novartis and GSK, Novartis is ASO4 and GSK's is, they call it, MF59 or something like that, yeah. I mean, just that's what they're using in vaccines right now. Those are their oil base. So this is a whole new thing that I wasn't aware of.
A whole new ramp up, isn't it?
Yes.
And there's no human trials. There's no large scale testing. I would assume they would be injecting a few of our military personnel, and maybe they have been.
Mm-hmm.
Our military personnel are coming back with incredible neurological problems, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Large rates of suicide at our bases, way larger normal response for rage attacks, violence against spouses and children. It's quite a big problem, I understand.
Well, it is, but there's the dual factor that I believe Patrick and Patricia brought up with rabies, the protein coding of the rabies virus being involved in these vaccines, but then there's the SSRI drugs that was given out like candy to these servicemen to allegedly, deal with post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Okay, now hold that thought. For immediate release, Tuesday, June 23rd, so just this last Tuesday, we get a press release from Health and Human Services. It's the headlines are HHS announces Advanced Development Contract. Again, there's DARPA, Advanced Development Contract, DARPA, for new way to make the flu vaccine. Here it is. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced today that her department will pursue completely advanced development of a new way to make the influenza vaccine. The work will be done by Protein Sciences Corporation. Again, that's been funded by DARPA. Okay, see how the tentacles reach out?
Yep.
Of Mendon, Connecticut, under a new $35 million contract. Get this. This new technology, now known and called recombinant influenza vaccine. Here's what it is, folks. Wake up. A gene is extracted from a human influenza virus. In this case, let's call it the swine flu virus, okay? A specific gene extracted will be placed into an insect virus. Yes, folks, an insect virus called baculovirus, and which will multiply quickly to high levels in cultured insect cells. Now, it doesn't say what specific insect we're talking about. I would like to know that. But it's a bug, folks. The cells are purified then to become a basic part of the human vaccine. This is just announced. This is the new sequence of batching. Now, it's not bad enough that there's the cells coming from chickens, and the latest batch, we understand, is coming from human kidney cells harvested from specific Chinese individuals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And even African green monkey kidney cell virus. And they're now putting it into insect virus cultures. Brings a whole new meaning, I submit, to the term flu bug.
Mm-hmm.
Your comments on that,
Ika? Yeah, I mean, it's, well, when you understand it, I mean, you have the whole genetic thing of the RNA and DNA, and you know, before the advent of vaccines and the smallpox vaccine, they hadn't really delved into that. I mean, they discovered, I believe, our whole genetic coding back in the 40s, and now it's a literal nightmare. You know, because we are changing our genetic code with every single vaccine we get. And
right.
That's, you know, I mean, we're putting foreign proteins in that leads to this explosion of allergies, as Rita Hoffman so well documented in the medical literature. I mean, look at the peanut allergies and soy allergies and stuff that, you know, because of the molecular weight of the viral proteins in these vaccines happens to be equivalent to the molecular weight of the proteins in many of the most common allergies. But then, you know, there's a whole other aspect of how we're changing our genetic code itself, and we do have a lot of that stuff on our site. So I find the whole thing really horrifying. I mean, because that, you know, just the whole insect aspect, I mean, there is genetic material in all of this stuff. And we're, so here they're culturing in a genetic thing. They do want an insect robotic race. They really consider us like a battery, just like in the movie The Matrix. They want to just harvest human beings and turn them into that little battery. And why not, you know, use insects, because they are the little worker bee slave. You know, I mean, my God.
I'm glad you're
the
going there, because
creepy.
I was prepared in my notes. Just like The Matrix, I see visions of this spider bug, you know, going out harvesting little incubating humans. You know, folks, at what point do we say enough of this? First of all, we don't need this vaccine. Second of all, to harvest it from insect bugs and human mammalian cells, absolutely incredible. We'll be right back after these following messages.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be
more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
June 26th edition, Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Dr. A. Truat, and my guest for the first hour, Ingrid Castle, the Vaccine Liberation Front. I mean, what a wonderful and beautiful name for a great organization. Ingrid,
thank you
for coming on the show with us today. We need to, again, let's just follow this thought through, okay? Let me just reference this incredible report. Dr. Tony Tether, Director of DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, he says also on page 3 of this report, DARPA's vision is to develop, quote, pharmaceutical manufacturing technology. Well, wait a minute. What's DARPA doing in the pharmaceutical manufacturing arena? Okay. Mm-hmm. That can respond rapidly, agilely, and inexpensively to any biological weapon attack, BW attack, whether with known or unknown pathogens. By this we mean rapidly, to scale up to large volumes very quickly. Agilely means it can produce a wide variety of products equally well, and inexpensively means it can do all this at much lower cost than today. An industrial base with this capability would blunt the effect of any biological weapon attack and greatly diminish the strategic value of launching such attacks in the first place. Okay, let me just have you comment on this one. Mm-hmm. Who in the world is leading the world for biological weapons laboratory research and development?
DARPA, I would think, right?
I would say so.
Well, and I mean, it all ties down, it goes down to the international bankers. I mean, anyone that has, right now, they literally own everything on the planet in some way. I mean, they own our governments, you know. I mean, my gosh, they're able to create money out of thin air and charge interest, and that the interest is never created. And they have everyone in the world held hostage to this criminal enterprise. And they have been able to buy out the most evil corporations. I mean, these are all Illuminists.
Yeah, look, it's all right there. We have these bogeymen, these enemies, these communist states, Mao Zedong and communist China. We have Stalin and Lenin and the others with the communist state of Russia that's now no longer a big bogeyman threat. So the question becomes, which third world country could be possibly directing a biological weapon attack against America? What, Saddam Hussein, maybe? No, you know, UN inspection team that went in there for the weapons of mass destruction just did not exist. What was stockpiled, folks, what was stockpiled were purchased from the U.S. and DARPA through the CIA. Folks, who supplies all of these so-called rogue states with their biological weapons? Where does it originate from? Okay.
It's always the same players. That's the whole thing. World War II, I mean, all of the wars have been funded by the international bankers, both sides. They control the whole end game strategy.
That's right. So here we, as we've said many, many times on this show and other shows, here we have the Fort Detrick Institute of Pathology, the cutting-edge biological weapons research laboratory in the world. There's nobody that can hold a candle to their technology. Here they have a team led by Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger, well-documented, well-researched. Okay, this is not makeup. This is not phony. He has the world's fastest supercomputer IT technology, and he can replicate now the genetic structure of that killer 1918 sub-A H1N1 identified virus. Isn't that just funny that he suddenly has that all done in 2003, 2004? He suddenly makes reports to DARPA. He makes reports to American-Israeli Political Action Committee, APAC. Okay? He has all this now available through the Biological Weapons Division of Fort Detrick. And, we suddenly have a worldwide avian/swine flu combination virus that is poised, according to the World Health Organization, to wreak havoc on the world, unless we have a salvation DARPA vaccine, okay? So they create the problem, they gauge the public's demand, and now they have the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, people.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, they... by controlling the media, I mean, it's actually all in the protocols of Zion, the whole endgame that they're doing right now. And our really only salvation, you know, is to get in touch with our Creator and get really clear as to our mission right here. We all have a purpose here. It is to wake up our fellow man. I mean, all truth is to be utilized to, you know, wake up our fellow man to what's really going on and be able to stand strong with our Creator against what's the evil that's taken over.
But
you have to understand this morning, I mean, I'm being flooded with this kind of stuff, and there's like division in our overall network as to strategy and what's going to be effective and petitions and how they're a waste of time and, you know, this kind of thing. And, you know, I'm responding saying none of this is a waste of time. Everything is an educational tool.
Right.
You know, I mean, everything needs to be used to wake up more people for resistance.
Okay, we got to take another break. These breaks seem to come right on us rapidly. This is Dr. A. Truat. This is Born on the 4th of July. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. they complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
And welcome back. This is your host, Dr. A. Truett. He is, again, born on the 4th of July. With my special guest today in the first hour, Ingrid Castle. Ingrid, thanks again so much for coming on. You're absolutely right what you said. I guess all these wake-up calls that we're issuing here, it's basically to try and tell people you've got to go inwardly and find your true integrity and strength of spirit, because that's what's going to ultimately make the difference in this battle. It's the only thing that we really have that can be marshaled.
Right. All we have is each other, and that's what Don has been emphasizing in the Idaho Observer, is that we have to get out of our little cubicles. We can only watch so many Alex Jones DVD and quake in fear as to, you know, the Armageddon they've had planned down the pike. But as children of God, we need to actually, you know, be honorable. I mean, we all have a purpose here. You know, it wasn't like we were born in a vacuum to just eat, sleep, and be merry, you know.
Well done. Yeah. So we had, it's organizations like Cynthia Janik. We had her on, and it was, again, your referral to me for her, I must say. Mm-hmm. I contacted her and had her on as my guest Wednesday. And Cynthia brought on, in the second hour, three victims of a vaccine gone bad, okay? The Gardasil vaccine for young women. Folks, if you haven't yet, I invite you and urge you to go back and listen to that, at least the second hour of that show. It'll be Wednesday, June 24th. It should be in the archives of RBN. Go back and listen to that and listen to the unedited, heartfelt plea and story by these three loving mothers. Now, that's three out of 30,000. Okay, that's the the latest numbers put out by Judicial Watch. And of the 30,000, they estimate that probably only 10% are ever linked and reported to the vaccine. Could be 90% higher.
Mm-hmm.
But again, take that into consideration, that the Gardasil vaccine produced, manufactured, and distributed by Merck and Company went through all of the legal requirements set forth historically by the Food and Drug Administration for protection of the population. In other words, they went through the cycles. They spent the hundreds or so millions of dollars it takes to get the FDA stamp of approval. They did the testing. They understood there would be risks, okay? They put them in their original flyer when they released the drug in 2006. It was all there in the flyer. Watch for these adverse reactions, you see.
Right. Well, it was deemed, actually, and admitted by the FDA, that the whole population was going to be an experiment because they never even proved that it could prevent one single case of cervical cancer.
Incredible.
That was admitted by the FDA.
And so you have this, again, for what purpose? You know, this is an expensive series of shots, three shots, around $450.
Well, they had to recover from the Vioxx lawsuits, I guess.
I guess this HPV, I call it hell pay for Vioxx. I said
right.
that back in 2000. I got a little bit of flack from that one. But
well, that's what we have in our flyer, you know. I mean, we have a whole, you know, a lot of people have been doing that. You got flack for that? I mean, it's like in your face.
Well, you know, I've been saying a lot of things over the years. I had a radio talk show. I got to tell you, Ingram, you may not have known this, but it was my talk show where it was beamed into Los Angeles that I had a gentleman send me a folder of information from American Home Products, now Wyeth Laboratories, that brings us MedImmune, right?
Mm-hmm.
AHP's studies on fenfen, well, I couldn't believe what I was reading, that the fenfen weight loss drug, in their clinical trials, they knew, I repeat, they knew it was going to cause heart valve damage.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they went full steam ahead, budgeting in an extra increased price and cost to cover the potential fallout from victims. Wow. And so when I broached this subject, enough people flooded me with information requests. So I went down and made about 300 copies of this report.
Mm-hmm.
It led to the class action lawsuit. I just nudged a little thing down the hill and it snowballed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It got a life of its own. And, I was so incensed when one of the first things that George W. did was basically shut down the payments of any more of that class action suit, gave Wyeth Laboratories blanket immunity, basically, which then went into all forms of vaccine and drugs, just greatly strengthened the pharmaceutical protection racket.
Okay.
Right. Oh, my heavens, was I upset about that? But what can you do about it?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize how this protection racket really started. But the Pandora's box was opened in a huge way when in 1986 when they passed the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, well, as the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, VICA they call it, but it more, you know, it's now a program where you cannot sue directly a vaccine manufacturer. You have to actually go through the government to get compensation. You have to go through a lot of hoops to prove any kind of injury, and they keep changing the definition so that, you know, you file, and it's very rare that you actually do get any compensation. But what this did create, I call it opening up the proverbial Pandora's box. I mean, wouldn't anybody want a business that the government does all your research and development. They even do your marketing. And NIH is clearly into developing the vaccines. So all you're doing is producing. And then you have a guaranteed market of every man, woman, and child, and you have zero liability.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. There's no checks on the system. And it was absolutely criminal. There was a lot of opposition to that passing, but the National Vaccine information center that was Dissatisfied Parents Together at the time, DPT, they were infiltrated by the pharmaceutical industry to push this through because there were about a half a dozen attorneys that were making a lot of money, millions of dollars in damage awards for representing vaccine-injured victims. And it was driving the price of the vaccines up, and they threatened to not be producing these vaccines that public health wanted. So then we, you know, have this whole, you know, fascist element, you know, where the pharmaceutical industries are in complete marriage with the CDC, the Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health, and the FDA.
Right, right. And so, you know, in a very real sense, it came home to me back in the 1980s, doing my own research and realizing that the best way to guarantee a stream of good customers, as far as the medical establishment is concerned, is like a good farmer. Let's spread some seeds in the field, and hope that a few of them start to bloom. In other words, let's sow the seeds of chronic disease and illness at a very young age and see what we can reap. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that seems to be exactly what vaccines are intended to do. Inject these babies, these toddlers, these preschoolers with these seeds of disease states, okay?
Right.
I say this because of the recent report, or well, it's fairly recent, you know what I'm talking about, the Netherlands report where they studied non-vaccinated children at the developmental stages versus vaccine children. Mm-hmm. I think there was 1 out of 1,000 cases of autism in non-vaccinated children versus, you know, the 1 in 15 of vaccinated children.
Now, right.
You also have an interesting study there that showed 0 cases of cancer in juvenile cancers. And so I made this statement back in my radio show in the 90s, and I said, is there any physician out there in any cancer ward that can ever, you know, look back at the history of children, tumors in these children? I'm talking about, you know, mm-hmm. middle school age through elementary school children.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a cancer crop up in these in a non-vaccinated child? I have still not received any verification of any cancers in
right.
non-vaccinated children.
Well, they don't want to do these studies. Of course, those studies would not be funded, for one. And so we are, you know, dependent on direct observation. And there is one aspect of the whole autism vaccine connection is that it's not just vaccines. Every single parent of an autistic child, I noticed, are either addicted to aspartame, I mean, very clearly, sucking down diet sodas at seminars, on cell phones, either one or the other. You know, they're, you know, damaging their genetics with excessive radiation from the cell phones, and addicted to junk food, you know, the MSG, the aspartame is pervasive. So, you know, these are huge aspects, and so the vaccines are just, you know, the tip of the iceberg, you know, in terms of triggering, you know, the autism spectrum. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's the final assault. I mean, it's definitely over 50%, you know, as a causal
uh-huh.
thing. But, I mean, we have weakened our whole genetics and immune function and everything from, you know, we're fourth, fifth generation of vaccine damage. I mean, there's not any genetic, you know, family lines that I know of that have totally escaped from the genetic damage from vaccines all the way from the 1800s with a forced smallpox vaccine up to today.
Yeah, and I wrote extensively about this, the aspartame MSG structures in my book.
Yes.
Secret Assassins in Food. If you want to get a copy of that, folks, you can order that book by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. And also, and the book is called Secret Assassins in Food. We need to talk about the reprint I've completed on Charles Higgins' incredible book, The Horrors of Vaccination. He did this. He published this first back in 1921, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a must-read.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't recommend it enough. I just asked you to bring up some more copies, because I am promoting it a lot. I want people to see the historical perspective. And this is, you know, before the advent of TV, so they wrote really passionately, and they called it what it was, you know, extreme blood poisoning. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, it, you know, we went from bloodletting, you know, for removing, you know, blood from the body to cure ailments, to actually putting disease right into the blood. You know, I mean, they're both absolutely satanic practices. And, you know, so anyway, I have the book here. I could probably open it up to a couple quotes, but, yeah. I mean, there are illustrations of the book. It was rescued by Rebecca Carley from the discard pile in New York. And,
And
we're just so thankful Rebecca Carley was able to rescue this fantastic book. And while it is free online, there's nothing like a hardback book.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, are you selling for $15, True?
Yeah, somewhere around there or less if you're a practitioner. We just need to have this out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can get quantity discounts from them. I know I sell it for $10 plus $5 shipping and handling, so it ends up being $15, you know. But I think it's everyone I've sold one to, you know, because I basically guarantee everything I sell, and I know you do too pretty much, because, I mean, everything we sell, we wouldn't sell it if we didn't believe so highly in it. So I always say, you can return it for a full refund because I will find a home for it, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that can't necessarily afford this information, but they need it. And so I always tell people that's why you need a network and know your neighbors, because, you know, here you can be pooling your, you know, diminishing resources together to make a difference. You know, it shouldn't be just one or two people shouldering the responsibility of waking up the masses. And we all need to share that responsibility and get together and have meetings. And that's the whole concept of the committees of safety. You should know your neighbors. You should be making a plan of action for when the trucks stop. You know, if they're going to impose, you know, mandatory vaccination, what is going to be your plan? And do your neighbors even know what's going on? Are they glued to the TV set and, you know, getting programmed that way? You need to be able to counter that and give them real information.
Absolutely good ideas. We do have a caller that I'd like to bring on now. Caller, are you there with us?
Hello, Dr. Ott.
Hello.
Hello. Bless you. Bless your guest. I'm so honored. Just wanted to thank all of you that do, as Ms. Ingrid so highly recommends us to fully inform, because knowledge is power.
Is this David? Hi, David.
Through my cover, bless you again.
Yeah, no, I can always recognize your voice, David. I'm just so glad that you're a part of our neighborhood up here.
It is so very encouraging that more and more younger people are listening to your voice and necessarily causing others to become informed so well that they would be able to educate other people in the whole entire community, if not nation. And it is so sad. It is so sad at the same time that those younger populations, you know, the ones that are directly at risk and that are the target, cannot get back to the histories, those histories of, you know, the left behinds and the Milners and all the co-conspirators of prior generations that would cause so much catastrophe for mankind. Every time you and Don put out a paper, it's just absolutely an encouragement because it is so loaded with information.
Well, actually, David, you're quite the researcher. I would like you to meet Truot maybe when he comes up this week, because you've been in this for, what, how, 30 years now, David?
You're too gracious, but yes, it's been a long, long, difficult path.
Yeah, but I know that you have some deep stuff that you would find very valuable.
Well, I'll look forward to advisory when or how, but keep up the great work, and we'll be praying. Bless you both.
Well, thank you so much for your call, David.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we need all the At least for me, I need all the prayers I can get. That's
right, and David has an amazing story, believe me. You will want to meet him. His story is amazing. Much like yours, actually, Drew.
thanks, Sarah. We're getting ending the segment here. We need to take a break. This is Born on the 4th of July, again, with my special guest, Ingra Cassell. This is Dr. H. Ruott. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
And we're back. This is Born on the 4th of July with your guest host, Dr. H. Ruott, with my special guest, Ingra Cassell, founder of the group Vaccine Liberation, or VacLib. Ingra, why don't you just take a minute and tell people how to get a hold of you or and your organization and become involved in spreading the truth about vaccines?
Okay. It's easiest to get a hold of us through our website, but we also have an 800 number. Anyone that's listening to the broadcast who is not on the Internet can call 888-249-1421. That's 888-249-1421, and leave a message and a good time to call because it is an answering machine message, and then we will get back with you and be able to, you know, service you, whatever your needs are, whatever your concerns are, and get you information. Our information is free on the Internet, however. You can go to vaccinetruth.com. That's a networking site. It's sponsored by Vaccination Liberation, so anyone that basically has our same mission statement, statement of intent, which the last one, of course, is to repeal the compulsory vaccination laws nationwide and expose the scam, you know, en route to that. They can have their website posted, and generally they're activists in their state. So we also have the Canadian website, Vaccination Risk Awareness Network, posted there at vaccinetruth.com. But our main website, where you can get a whole index of swine flu information, is vaclib.org. That's short for Vaccination Liberation, VACLIB.org. And right on the home page, there's a keyword index. There's also a thing on the right-hand side where it'll say cancer vaccine and then swine flu vaccine. That goes to extensive indexes that has an amazing collection of articles and web links to, you know, Judicial Watch and other reports. So, yeah, a lot of people utilize our website for research because it's that one-stop place where you can get to many other credible resources on the information.
You should have a new logo, I would submit. No drugs, no bugs.
Yeah, well, actually, my jingle is Free Your Mind from the Vaccine Paradigm, and that's like from the Matrix.
There you go. Yeah, I just go back. I'm just reviewing this report.
Right, and so we have our own little jingle, and then we have the other jingle is Love Them, Protect Them, Never Inject Them.
Inject them, yes, indeed. You know, folks, it's difficult to submit yourself to the mind-numbing general consensus that's going around in the media. So-called health professionals, and many are indeed well-meaning, but keep in mind, they've been as well programmed by the medical colleges, which in turn are funded by Big Pharma. If you think for 1 minute that medical colleges do not have a vote of extreme allegiance to Big Pharma, you better think again. Again, I expose all this in a DVD called The Trial of the Century. If you haven't received that yet, perhaps you should look at that as well. It gives the whole history of big medicine. Ingra, the hour's gone by so fast, and you're such a fantastic host. Again, thank you, and may God protect and keep you well. We'll be in touch, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you so much, Drew. You're doing a fabulous work. I learn from you every time.
Well,
what a researcher.
Let's get the bugs out, shall we?
Okay, absolutely.
Okay,
well,
dear.
Thank you, and God bless. You have
we'll
a wonderful
be talking
day.
To you lately. Again, this is your host, Dr. A. Truott. This is Born on the Fourth of July. We'll be coming back with our second hour with Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer. Don't miss it.
With recent